What up, everybody? It's your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi 36. I am here with the purple background himself.
Whoa. It's on repeat. There we go.
Purple background himself, Mildewy Carrot. It's almost harvest season. What is up, man? How are you doing? What's going on?
Almost harvest season. We haven't even gotten into growing season yet. It just started for growing season.
Harvest season for video games, my dude. Harvest season for video games.
Every day is harvest day for video games.
Bars.
I'm doing good, though. How about you?
Can't complain, man. Can't complain. What have you been playing over the weekend? Anything new?
Been getting back into Monster Hunter Rise for Sunbreak, coming out June 30th. They actually just launched some new information about that. Two of the subspecies, a monster coming back from Monster Ultimate 4. And then some little extra features that they threw in there. So not too much of a release, but just a little teaser stuff. But I'm still excited for it. I can't wait. It's actually rumored to be, I think, about 3 gigs more than the actual original Monster Hunter Rise game. So, yeah, it's going to be a beastie boy. And then other than that, I've been on Bloodborne with TBF Abyss, and then Nineball joined us yesterday on that. So we actually forgot what time it was when we got done. We looked at the clock and like, oh, shit, it's that late.
And just to be clear, for anyone that's listening on audio, listeners or chat or anything like that, they're getting further ahead. So that way when we stream on Thursday, we won't have to keep going back and forth and everything like that. That'll just be a smooth run on through. So there you have it. Plus, on top of that, they enjoyed the game too.
Nine ball.
It's the nine ball. What is up, man? How are you doing? What's been new?
Don't stick him in that corner playing? Pocket.
Doing good. Actually, been looking more at Master Duel because they did add more stuff to it, so there's a lot more new cards that are coming in, and they added new archetypes for. I can dismantle one of those. They added a new archetype for the Sword Soul, and some more new creatures. So yeah, I want to see how this plays. I've been seeing a lot more people playing it, and so hopefully they fix some of the problems. They did finally release their ban list. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm going to check that out over the weekend because there is some channels I check out normally on streaming. And they generally tell you how it works and everything. So,
Heard that. Yeah, and I've been dabbling a little bit with Master Duel, but mainly just off to the side, just doing the solo play. I beat, at some point last week, I ended up beating Stormblood, the latest installation DLC for me for Final Fantasy 14. Now I'm inside Shadowbringer. Not yet. I'm in that interlude portion. I have all these dungeons, all that good stuff. Still got quite a few hours to go before I'm actually in Shadowbringer, and then I can start the story content for that. Other than that, I've been actually watching a lot of animes. Actually, like today, I got to get caught up on Tamagotchi Game, that newest episode that came out today. Got to see what that's all about. Definitely some really good, exciting stuff there. But I also went ahead and started watching A Skeleton Knight in Another World. That one is very, very, very Overlord-ish. At least starting off. I don't know if it's going to have that same energy moving forward, but starting off, it's extremely Overlord. So if you like the anime Overlord, it's definitely one that you want to check out. And then I also started watching A Couple of Cuckoos, which is a new anime as well.
How is that?
It's good. It has my attention for sure. And I watched the first one. I waited until it came out in dub, at least episode one, just to see if it was going to be something that's worth my time watching in sub. And it totally is. It completely is. So, yeah, it's a very interesting one. And, yeah, really cool. It's a story switched at birth story, that is. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, main character. The main characters, I guess you could say. There's a male protagonist and a female protagonist, both born on the same day, but they ended up being switched at the hospital, and 16 years later they find out that their parents really aren't their parents, which at that point, like, of the anime, they probably found out earlier And on his 16th birthday was when they're like, hey, let's go ahead and meet your parents now. And all that stuff. So, very interesting concept.
And now we got a couple of cuckoos.
Yeah, yeah. It gets kind of interesting. It gets very... And the lob triangle in there is very much... Like, it is one of the... In some animes, it's not entirely clear. Well, in some animes, it's very clear to see who the main character is going to end up being with. And essentially, that's kind of how this is, too, as well, for the first episode. Like, you can pretty much assume who the main love interest is going to be. But they do a really good job by branching it out to, like, huh, I can see which way this is about to go or whatever. Like, I can see him with her. I can see him with her. I can see him with her. Well, like, it's very, very good. So, just been on an anime train over the weekend. But, yeah. But... We have a lot of news to talk about. I even had to skim down the news a bit just because so much has been happening. But I did want to start off, not a news story on this. I wanted to start today off with our Summer Game Fest and Xbox Showcase predictions. I know we did Xbox Showcase predictions last week. Very briefly, it was kind of on the spot. Now we had some time to sit on it, meditate on it, everything like that. And with the announcement of Summer Game Fest officially being June 9th, which is a little less than a month out from now, I wanted to kind of take some time and do some predictions on this. I wanted to sit down, think about this. I wanted to give us, for both Summer Game Fest and for Xbox Showcase, I want to give three likely appearances that's going to be at either one of these. And then two get hype Gatorade moments that are like completely off the rail, but you would go bananas on if they ended up doing at either one of these events. And I wanted to start it off with It's the Nine Ball for Summer Game Fest. So when you think about Summer Game Fest in general, and you think about your first prediction, what is on the list of likely to happening? Do keep in mind, you get points for every single thing that you're saying. So if it's just a gameplay trailer, you get a point. If it's gameplay, if it's just CGI trailer and gameplay, and you say that both in there, you get a point. If it's release date, release year, all that stuff, get points for each category that you do end up getting.
Well, I know one off the top of my head. It would probably be Hellblade 2.
At Summer Game Fest.
Oh, Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, yeah. Xbox Showcase, we're going to show that. We're going to do that one separately.
Yeah, that's right. Showcase. Summer Game Fest. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of some games that may make... I mean, Dark Tide might make an appearance. 40K Dark Tide. Forspoken may make an appearance. Wouldn't surprise me if it does.
Do you want some time to think about it?
Yeah.
Alright, Mildewy, we'll start off with you then, and then we'll circle back on over. We'll do it with Mildewy, then we'll come to me, and then we'll circle about the nine ball.
So, I definitely feel like, because I've been hearing kind of whispers here and there about effects of, people were talking about the Mass Effect little video that came out beforehand a while ago. It was back in 2020 that showed Liara, like, kind of just looking around some stuff. And it kind of makes me think of, you know, we're probably maybe going to see some stuff about Mass Effect at Summer Game Fest coming out. I definitely say Forspoken for sure.
So for your first prediction, are you doing Mass Effect or are you doing Forspoken?
Let's do Mass Effect first.
All right, is this Mass Effect 4?
Well, yeah, everyone's calling it 4, but I say it's 5, but, you know, that's me.
I say 4/5. All right, what are we seeing from that? Is this a CGI trailer, gameplay?
I think it's just going to be a trailer.
All right. Okay. Release year, release window.
Nothing yet. I think it's more just going to be like a little, like a teaser trailer that they're working on something. I don't think we're going to get much information besides that. Okay. I'd be very surprised if we did. Forspoken, we're probably just going to get maybe a bit more gameplay trailer with maybe some cinematic story trailer.
Okay. Is that where you want to... Oh, go ahead.
Just trying to think here. Yeah, I think it's just going to be story-based.
All right, and there's no point in asking for a release year or release window, a release date, because that's already,
We already got that. I think they're just going to do one last thing. Trying to think of what else we could be getting out at Summer Game Fest right now. Because, most of the stuff is already feels like it's been announced.
Well, as you were thinking about that, I'm going to go ahead and put in a couple of mine real quick. So I do think that we're going to see more.
I do have one, maybe.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Possibly some more information on Kingdom Hearts
4. Kingdom Hearts 4?
Yeah, I'm going to say probably another trailer with maybe a slight gameplay trailer. Like a combination, like little mini trailer with like gameplay, the mechanics that they'll show currently, kind of like they did the last one. They've been known to do that a lot, mix their info trailers and gameplay trailers.
Okay. And do you think we're gonna get a release year, release window? I mean, I guess that kind of somewhat okay.
Not yet. Okay. If anything, if they do anything, it would be possible release year, but I don't feel like they're at that stage yet where they're going to give it to us, because they normally take a bit of time before they give us one of those.
I'm with you there on that. Okay, so I'm gonna throw in there a couple of mine now. So I think we're going to, one, get more information on Gotham Knights. I know they just talked about it actually this morning a little bit, but I think we're going to get even more details about it there. Maybe just like a little teaser trailer, just to kind of keep it spicy, relevant, all that good stuff. I think we are going to, I'm going to put official release date, but I may adjust that by the end of the show, because we're going to be, when we're going inside official story number one, when we talk about it. Yeah. He says, got ham nights. Shallon Keese.
Shallon, what's up? How's it going, sir? We know you're all here for Malachi. No.
He said release date. Okay. So I'm going to October 22nd. So I'm going to take that off there. So you just saved me a prediction call. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're about to go and take a look at that here in a second.
You can't be cheating for him, Silent. You gotta let him figure it out.
I was gonna make adjustments at the end after we watched the trailer. So, he said, "What's up, fellas?" Midnight Suns. I think we're gonna get more information about Midnight Suns. Marvel's Midnight Suns. Additional details. Release window. What up, Gatorano 01? Hi, friends. The 25th. My bad. All right, cool. Hey, I'm all about it.
How's it going? Welcome. Thank you for dropping by. We appreciate it. Hopefully, you don't hate us too much for it.
My last prediction is actually one that they showed at the Sony showcase, and that's actually gonna be Pragmata.
I forgot all about that game.
There's a lot that I haven't forgotten about. And actually, I've got some new ones now. I just remembered off the top of my head, especially when you mentioned a certain M word.
Well, before you go ahead and we have Gatorade Get High moments for you. So on over to Nine Ball now, real quick on this. What do you think we're gonna see at Summer Game Fest?
All right.
Wait, how many were we getting? Three.
Three. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, we got three like likelies, and then two Gatorade Get Hype moments that you go crazy if they happen.
So I'm gonna stick with my guns here. The first one I want to say is probably Saints Row.
Oh.
Maybe more of a remake.
Okay.
They already gave the release date, so they're probably gonna show gameplay footage of it.
Okay.
And let everybody see maybe a bit of, like, dang it, TCG, not TCG.
CGI.
CGI. TCG.
Okay. So no need for release date or release window because we already had that.
Yeah, we already have that, but maybe show more of the gameplay.
Yep.
The second one I'm going to say is Dead Space, the remake.
Okay.
The third one may be an interesting one, but I'm going to kind of reach here, and I've been hearing a lot of this gaining traction, and people are very confused about it. The new version of FIFA.
Okay. So, because it's called EA Sports FC now.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, after that was one of the news that I left out because we had a lot of news that was going out today, and I was just like, all right, let me go ahead and do that. So it was more details on, I'll just say FIFA for type's sake.
Yeah,
I know what you mean though.
Yeah,
more details on FIFA. Now scrolling back to the Dead Space remake, what else for the remake for FIFA? That one will just be details, and that's pretty much all you can really say about that.
Yeah.
For Dead Space remake, are we seeing gameplay? Are we seeing
release date? Oh, gameplay, definitely.
Gameplay. Okay. Release date, release window.
Probably a release window, not a direct date.
Okay. I say release window / year. All right. Now, your Gatorade Get Hype moments. Take off your normal cap. I'm the only one wearing a cap right now. Put on your thinking cap. And tell me, what are your Gatorade Get Hype moments that you would love to see at Summer Game Fest 2022?
I do need to change mine around because I will be completely honest. I was half paying attention there. I was doing some other stuff. Mass Effect is probably going to be one of my Gatorade Get Hype moments, so I want to move it to there.
Okay.
What were my other two that I said? I know I said Kingdom Hearts. That one stays.
You said Kingdom Hearts 4. You said Forspoken gameplay cinematic trailer.
Okay. The other one that I want to say that I think we're going to see there, because I know this one is not on
Xbox
only, Marvel's Wolverine.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to... It's not on Xbox, period.
No, it's on PS. It's on PlayStation. But I feel like we're going to see some more information about it.
Oh, Shaolin Keys put a nice one in there. We did mention...
Guys' thoughts on Street Fighter 6 and Kingdom Hearts 4? I definitely feel like Kingdom Hearts 4, for sure, Shaolin.
Yeah, we did. We definitely go ahead. I was about to say, that's actually... Kingdom Hearts 4 is on his list. Street Fighter 6 is not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's not. But I feel like... I just feel like we haven't heard much on this, but I feel like... I know PlayStation is set on doing their own, but I feel like they would definitely put something out there for it. I feel like we would get not like anything big, but like another like cinematic teaser, like another teaser trailer, if anything.
Let me ask you this before I lock it in and start typing more.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's Wolverine.
Yeah.
Aside from that, do you think in a world right now, with Insomniac running Spider-Man, do you think that they would have ever shown Spider-Man 2 at a Summer Game Fest or any other event other than PlayStation? Because that's where my mind's kind of going for this one. Like, I guess I'm like somewhat cheating for you because I don't know if this would actually be there. I'll put it on there if you want me to, but I don't know if Marvel's Wolverine by Insomniac, mind you.
I guess that I'm just trying to be too open-minded that, you know, PlayStation is very forthcoming and willing to participate with a lot of people.
I love PlayStation, but they're not.
Fine. I'll take Street Fighter 6 then.
Okay. That's a good... Yeah, that's a good...
For that, I would say trailer. I don't know. Have they launched a date yet for that thing?
No. I don't think so. Shaolin Keys inside the chat, if you know, or got around now. I see that the viewers are kind of climbing up a bit. So if you guys know anything about Street Fighter 6, throw it in there. I don't think that they showed a CGI trailer, and I don't think they had a release date necessarily. I don't even think they even showed gameplay really. But yeah, so what do you think? In CGI trailer, gameplay, release date, release window?
I'm gonna say probably another trailer.
Okay, another trailer. CGI?
Oh yeah, obviously.
Okay.
And then I would say if anything a year.
A year. So 2023 release date?
Mm.
No. Well, they're announcing it.
And as a fighter.
Yeah, 2023. Sounds decent. I'm not going to put a month or anything because I don't think they've got one yet.
Right, yeah. Yeah, not a smart move.
Kingdom Hearts, I definitely don't feel like they're going to give us any date times because, and if they do, I'm pretty sure it's going to get pushed back because that's the issues we ran in.
Shalinky says, nah, they said more info will be received this summer, so I'm guessing characters or story will be within 2023 release. So he agrees with you on the 2023 release.
Okay. Yeah, in Kingdom Hearts, I just think they're going to be... they're just going to be cagey on that one because they normally are. Mm-hmm. And then I have the Mass Effect for... It's two Gatorade hype moments, did you say?
Yeah, two Gatorade hype moments. You have Mass Effect 4/5. But before we go on over to your second one,
yeah.
I
just want to make sure I had that on there.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear It's the Nine Balls Gatorade get hype moments. What are we seeing?
Hype that Gatorade.
Are you serious? Like, you already knew one of them.
Don't say it.
Say it.
Thoughts with an ass.
Wait, are you gonna save that for your Hail Mary?
Yeah, that's my Hail Mary play. That's my Hail Mary play.
Well, we only got two Gatorade get hype moments, so this technically would be the Hail Mary right now.
Oh, okay.
He took away the Hail Marys. He threw too many of them last year.
Yeah.
Threw
his shoulder out. too many interceptions. My brother gotta learn, you know. So it's the Silent Hill remake. Or is it a Silent Hill remake or just a brand new Silent Hill?
It will probably be a remake.
All right, Silent Hill remake. What else are we putting on that Gatorade get hype moment there?
My other one is for, God, it's Xboxes.
No. I mean like for Silent Hill.
For the Summer Game Fest.
Yeah.
Just an announcement. The other one might actually happen. I'm going to put this one more down to earth. The Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake.
It might. and I say that.
Oh, man.
It is a game. I mean, you're not wrong. You know, it's
he's not even using Fruit Punch. He threw that shit away and pulled out the purple drink.
Coder,
let's go.
Coder remake announcement.
They already announced it.
Or not an announcement, but what, additional details?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I say that is because I think it's a timed exclusive that's going to be on PlayStation/PC. And so I do think that it will come to Xbox. But I think because of the exclusivity that they have right now, I think it's going to be specifically promotional rights with PlayStation, which is why I doubt that it will be there. But
it's worth a shot.
Yeah, but it's worth a shot. Skipping over me, go ahead and give me your second one there, Mildewy.
All right, I'm going to throw... Nineball's going to like this one. Diablo 4.
Diablo 4, okay. What were we saying, announcement?
Definitely another trailer and possibly a year date. I want to say 2023 as well.
Oh wow! Now, granted, this is your Gatorade get hat rope moment. So if you're wrong, you're fine. It's not gonna count against you at all, anyway. You guys already know my first one. You guys already
I'm
know.
Getting it.
It is. No. That's not gonna be here. That's not gonna be here. That's gonna be at Sony's thing. I think what we're gonna see is bloody freaking roar.
And you said mine was
remake.
A long
time. Hey, mine's Gatorade get hype. Gatorade get hype.
He's you said mine. Our ass is here, Nineball, and he's throwing bloody roar
remake,
out there.
Release gameplay or not gameplay? CGI trailer. Release window. Xbox.
Shit out here.
Next gen exclusive. That's what I'm putting in here.
He's throwing that stuff in every kid around. He's like, who's throwing trash?
It's happening. And then my other one, my get or get hype moment on here, is going to be He's a Blood Roar. Hey, I like that. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of my lingo. The other one I'm going to have to do. I'm still doing this because technically they're not acquired by Sony. And it could happen to where it could come out for anything. The Bouncer remake.
That's happening. I'm surprised you're not saying anything about Dragon Age. We haven't heard a damn thing about that.
Let's do that. I do want the Bouncer remake, but Dragon Age 4 needs to happen. Yes, I agree. I think that's more likely to happen than the Bouncer remake.
Fear of the Dreadwolf has been like, they teased that like years ago, and they haven't given us a damn thing since.
It's going to be CGI, trailer, some gameplay, release window, next gen exclusive as well. There we go. Don't sleep on the Bouncer. Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm not sleeping on the Bouncer, but I do think that the more likely out of the two that would happen is Dragon Age Dreadwolf, which is Dragon Age 4. So we got that out the way. Dusting your hands off of the Summer Game Fest, we have our predictions in there. It's locked. Nineball, your first game for Xbox Showcase. You said Hellblade 2?
Hellblade 2.
Damn it, Nineball.
Nah, you knew that was gonna be my first one.
Are we seeing?
Yeah, I know, but I wanted it too.
Is this additional details?
Yeah, I'm thinking additional details, gameplay, more into the gameplay, and the release year.
Okay. Mildewy, you're number one for Xbox Showcase.
Kind of want to say Outer Wilds 2. Trailer information and release gear.
Okay. I am going to go with Redfall, dang it. Additional info, gameplay, and release date. Because it's supposed to come this summer. We haven't heard a thing about it. Nineball.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Starfield, yes.
All right.
That thing.
What, we got additional details? Like what's going on here?
More details. I mean, it's right around the corner.
Yep. And no need for a release date or a release year because we already know it's supposed to be this November.
Yeah.
Mildewy, you're number two.
I'm getting this before someone else, before Ninebolt takes it. Fable 4.
Fable 4, okay.
Another CG trailer. And game information.
All right, we're getting I
don't think we're going to get a release date yet.
No release date, no release year?
Mm-mm.
All right. I am going to go with Gears 6.
Ooh, really shooting in the dark on that one.
Yeah, that one, that was a shot in the dark that we might see. But I do think that they'll announce Gears 6. I do think it's going to be an announcement, obviously, because it's not announced right now. CGI trailer release year. And I'm going to put in parentheses likely 2024. That's what I think. Nineball, you're number three.
Ooh, so I'm going to think, what is my number three? Because we hit the first two. I had a number three in my brain. I just lost it.
Does it start with a C?
No.
It takes place in Russia.
Nah, that will probably... I don't even know when that's coming out, actually, with everything going on. I doubt they're going to be showing up for the Chernobyl day. So, my third game is... Well, it's actually going to be a long shot, but let's put it here. More details on the Elder Scrolls 6.
Elder Scrolls 6. So that had to be an announcement officially, because it's technically not been announced yet.
Yeah.
So announcement, details, what we see in CGI, gameplay, release date, release year.
Probably more talking about it.
Okay, so all right, so just details.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mildewy, you're number three.
I'm actually going to go with, this is one's kind of like a side shot, it feels like, but Ark 2.
Ark 2? Mm. Okay.
And I'm going to say more details on it, and a possible lock-in, like an actual like release year. They're saying scheduled 2022, but it's been so far up in the air and they haven't talked about it or anything. So I feel like they're going to give more details on the game and give us an actual, like, I feel like lock-in year. I don't feel like it's going to be this year, but
we getting gameplay. You
know, I'd probably say yeah. Get some mix in gameplay with the CGI trailer.
All right. And my next one's actually going to be Call of Duty, the next Call of Duty.
Oh, the Modern Warfare 2 was
yeah, that? whatever the next one is that they're trying to talk about. I think we'll see, yeah, so more details on next COD. Ah, you know what? I take it back. I don't think they're going to show that because Activision sucks right now. I think it's going to what's that company that makes the pirate game that's on Xbox?
You talking about Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves, yeah. What's the company that makes them? I can't remember what their name is right now.
I can't remember the name of them either.
Rare.
I think we're going to see it. So I'm going to put this on here. I don't have exact title of anything, but I think we're going to see a brand new IP from Rare coming 2023. And it's going to be a action adventure style game.
Actually, bam. They have announced a game.
Did they?
Back in 2019, they announced Everwild.
Everwild. I think it's gonna be a new one.
Yeah, this is the one actually you saw. They actually have already shown a trailer on it. You were kind of like, we watched it and you weren't too sure about it because pretty much it showed the four people and then they were kind of like wandering the world, and but they're also doing kind of like spiritualistic stuff with like a lot of the animals and creatures.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to pick another game that they were going to show, I think they might show some more from Everwild on there, but
I'm still going to take a shot in the dark with the new IP. Yeah.
So not Everwild.
Yeah, not Everwild. Separate from it. So we'll see. We shall see. Gatorade Get Hype Moment 9-Ball. Give me your first one.
Oh, God. I already gave my first one. It was Elder Scrolls 6. Oh! Scorn.
I've actually been hearing talk about that.
Scorn. Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out.
I'm assuming release.
That was the game I was supposed to... just take the Elder Scrolls 6 and Scorn and switch them.
So, which one is more likely your Gatorade Get Hype moment, though?
Be Elder Scrolls 6.
Okay, so you want to put Scorn on your likely that you'll see here.
What?
Cause yeah. Yeah, all right. So, Scorn, what, we release date? Release year?
They already did a release date.
Did they do another one? Because remember, it got delayed like 13 times.
No, it's got a release date coming out. So
okay, so additional info?
Yeah.
Are we seeing gameplay?
Hopefully.
I'll put gameplay out there for you. All right, and then I'll put your Elder Scrolls 6 as your first Gatorade Get Hype moment. Mildewy, Gatorade Get Hype Xbox Showcase. What are we seeing?
It's so hard right now with Xbox because of all the crap that they've done. With their buying and stuff.
I'm going to start typing mine in now because I'm guaranteed you're not getting it.
Oh, don't count us out. Don't count us out like that. It might surprise you.
I'm trying to think here of like who, what they've got, and like what could be an IP only for them. Actually, wait, would Diablo be only on Xbox now?
No,
that's right. Isn't Diablo's Blizzard?
The deal's not. It hasn't went through yet.
Yeah, they're okay. Still a Blizzard. Oh yeah, they're a Blizzard, but yeah, as Nineball just said, that they haven't confirmed.
They're anything. Still a Blizzard around.
Then go to yours. I'll come back to mine. I'm trying to think still because I'm like, I haven't touched too much on Xbox.
Mine is going to be WoW goes free to play with Game Pass enrolled in 2024.
Ooh.
That's what I'm throwing out there. It's obviously out there in the wind and everything like that. Oh, and will come to console.
This is not unfeasible.
Yeah, it's a Gatorade get hype moment.
Here goes the thing.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple channels I've heard before. I want to say Belair said that they had experimented a couple years back with controllers and their stuff. And I've heard several other, you know, WoW YouTubers mention that. So it might be more feasible than what you might think.
Well, even so, I mean, like, the way I look at it, and I know WoW is different than Final Fantasy 14, but I feel like if they could do it for 14, they could do it for WoW. And even if that wasn't the case, you could still hook up a keyboard to your consoles and type off of that and use that now.
Yeah.
So, there's options there. There's options. And then I'll do my, do you have yours yet, Mildred, or do you want to go on over to Nineball?
I've actually got it.
Okay.
Avowed.
What's that?
It kind of looks like their own version of a Dark Souls.
Okay, so Avowed gameplay, CGI.
I'm gonna say CGI trailer gameplay.
Yeah. Trailer gameplay. Release date, release year.
I think we'll get a set release here.
All right, Nineball, your second and final one for predictions before we go on over to our official story number one.
Oh, God. I'm going to stick with the Bethesda route here, and I'm going to say a new Fallout.
Ooh.
New Fallout.
Fallout 89? Okay. Or do you think they'll go back to 69?
So we got new Fallout announcement. We see in CGI gameplay, release date, release year.
Probably just the title that they're working on it.
Okay, so just a new Fallout announcement, kind of this whole Starfield treatment.
Yeah, you'll see like a thing, and they'll probably play like some real old music or something, and
okay. You
know, like that's how you know it's true Fallout.
Mildewy, you're number two. For your Gatorade get hype moment.
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark. Are we seeing what more information, details, CGI gameplay, trailer?
I must say more information and some gameplay.
Release date and
release year. If anything.
Alright. And my final one is going to be the Indiana Jones game.
And I forgot they announced that.
And it'll be gameplay.
So long ago.
CGI trailer. Release year. Bam. That's what we have it there. So, yeah, I'm going to save it. We have it locked inside the vault. And this vault won't open again until the week of Summer Game Fest. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, thank you very much again for tuning in with that, because again, we're going to have some fun with it. If you guys have your own predictions, you guys are welcome to throw it inside the chat, or you guys can email us at leastwetried.game@gmail.com. Either way, We here for the vibes. Story, official story number one, which I'm happy is story number two. Gotham Knights news. So Darren Bontis from GameSpot says this in their article. Gotham Knights developer Warner Brothers Montreal has revealed a new gameplay footage for its upcoming superhero co-op game, as well as details on which platforms it'll be landing on. Much like Rocksteady's upcoming Suicide Squad game, Gotham Knights will only be available on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X/S. So keeping that in mind, that there is no PS4 and Xbox One version of it. Which I have my thoughts about that in a second, but we'll keep going with the story. There will be no PS4 or Xbox One version of the game, as Warner Brothers Montreal explained in a press release that it's aiming to provide the best possible gameplay experience using the more powerful hardware available. The game's PlayStation Store page was updated yesterday and mentioned on online support for up to 4 network players, but Warner Brothers Games confirms that the PC games and that Gotham City, Gotham Knights only has 2 players co-ops for its campaign. Whether the game also features some other game modes that supports up to 4 players remains to be seen. So I do want to go ahead and take a look at this real fast, but as we're pulling up this trailer here that we're going to watch together in harmony, Nineball, what are your thoughts about all of this?
I would have to see the game. And to be honest, if you're saying that you're going to go next gen, I feel like it still is a bit too early, seeing as which it's been an absolute terror to actually grab this stuff. I understand where they're coming from because they want to push the bounds to the next level and continue on in the gameplay, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want them to try to go forward and backwards when they don't want to. I guess they're scared that they're going to do the same mistake that Cyberpunk did, where they tried to go forward and backwards. Don't do that, but I don't know. I want to see more of it, though. I mean, I do feel bad if you can't get a PlayStation 5. Like, let's say you want a 5. A 5 is ridiculously hard to get. I know they're saying that they're getting more and more, but they're still hard to get. Xbox One is not, I mean, not Xbox, Xbox Series X is not as hard to get, though. So I don't know. I mean, I want to see what they do with it. Hopefully this shows up at the Summer Game Fest, so.
Heard that. What about you there, Mildew? What are your thoughts about all of this?
Well, first thing, boo on them for not doing 4-player co-op. You know, We want to get the whole bad fame in there. You know, let's do that, haters. But I mean, at least they're doing co-op, so it's a step in the right direction. You know, in terms of the user connection stuff, I mean, it makes sense in a way of like wanting to give the best performance and all, but like, I kind of agree with Nineball. It's like, you don't have too many people on. Or, let me rephrase that. You have people on the next-gen stuff, but you don't have as much as you would think you would have if, you know, COVID didn't happen and, you know, scalpers didn't occur, to where more and more people could have been on the PlayStation 5 beforehand. And now I feel like it's slowly building up, but it's not as fast and big as I think they is. So the fact that it's limiting it also kind of shows to me that there's something in the game that would cause a problem on the older systems. Reverting back to our old favorites, Cyberpunk, you know, which pretty much almost bricked at the beginning PS4s and Xbox.
Well, the biggest problem is, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut in.
You're fine. It kind of tells me is that they've got something in the system built a certain way to where they cannot pull it backwards to the 4 or to the you know, the Xbox One. So that's kind of unique, because that's the first, I feel like, at least for me, that's the first time I've heard them saying only build for the next gen consoles. Now, granted, it's not going to be the last, probably, as we go in with Unreal 5 and all, because it really comes down to the architectures of the consoles and whatever they're building with these systems. Can they handle it, or can they backtrack it? So the fact that they're saying they can't do on this means that there's a lot that is going to be in this game that wouldn't be able to be truly handled, or like would probably ruin the gameplay experience on the 4 and the Xbox One wouldn't make it as good as in-depth as they would want it to be in here. I mean, just looking at these trailers and all, just a lot of that detail in the background and all, just the shade, the shaders and everything, is a lot. So it probably is a lot of technical spec based and with handling whatever they're putting into it. So they just took it away. So, but the fact that they don't have that, like I said, I feel like is going to probably hurt them in terms of the long run in terms of sales. First off, like I said, because as Nineball stated, it is kind of a bit hard to get these systems now. Now it's starting to lax up, and we've been hearing more people getting them, which is cool. But it's not like when 4 first launched and everyone and their grandma had one, you know. So
yeah. I will say, like, looking at this first and foremost, well even so, like, I want to rewind a little bit on that statement you just made. So, like, for PS4, it did go through something similar like Xbox Series X and PS5 did go through, but not nearly as to the capacity of how PS5 is going on right now. Because I got my PS4 at launch as well. And I remember I had to wake up early and get on over to Walmart, and there was a long line that was there, and I ended up waiting in line, and they were making sure it was one per person, all that good stuff. Got mine, luckily, everything was cool. And we're good to go. PS5 right now is in a state to where it's just like, well, PS5 and Xbox Series X, or when it first launched, almost impossible to get. And part of it has to do with COVID and everything like that, supply shortages. And yeah, scalpers just made that kind of impossible. I think this is something I'm looking forward to, not just as a next-gen console owner, but also, like, I want video games to start focusing on, like, being able to push the tech forward, not to worry about having it. Because Cyberpunk should have never came out for last-gen consoles, straight up. It shouldn't have. It should have been PS5 and Xbox Series X and high-end PCs, and that's it. Shouldn't have ever been a thought for last-gen. And you saw how the turnout of that was. And, like, right now, looking at this, I do think that's a good idea for them to... I do think it's a good idea for them to go ahead and just focus on the next gen, especially we're already in year 2 with this. There's no need for it to be any. There's no need for it to be any additional. Like looking back at the past or anything like that, because we're already 2 years in. So
say yeah. Hi, Mama.
Hi,
what's up, Malika? That's the junior there. That's the next gen of gamer right there. He's going to be Platinum Pro on Smite and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just one of those things where it's just like, I want them to go ahead and pick. Shallon Key says, Janae! But I just want them to focus on that, because I do want to see what video games can go ahead and go become on next-gen hardware. Because again, remember, on PS4... We had, and I'm going to be kind of going off of the Xbox, I mean the PlayStation side of it, because I didn't have an Xbox One, but we had your Final Fantasy VII Remake, which was immaculate on the PS4. We had your Last of Us Part II, which looks immaculate on the PS4. You have your, like we have your God of Wars that look great on the PS4. Like we were at that point, and it wasn't like, those games didn't come at launch of the PS4. That came out with them as they started to learn the technology, getting more used to it and everything like that. I want them to kind of not have to backtrack because they're still worried about making games for the PS4 still. I want them to kind of get to that level sooner than what they did on the PS4. Because, again, when I say Final Fantasy VII Remake, that came out 3 years ago. And the PS4 has been out for, what, not 10 years at this point? 10, 11 years almost? Like, I would have loved to have Remake way earlier than that, than 3 years ago. Because then if that was the case, then right now we'd probably be getting Remake Part 2 right now. Whatever they're going to call that next installment. But looking at this game, though, back to the to this one. Looking at this game, like, I'm not... Obviously, we're not hearing the details of it or anything like that. But I'm seeing why this game is only 2 players. Like, this is very Spider-Man 2018 style. Very Miles Morales style, almost. But obviously,
It's got the same format as feels of Arkham Knights and Gotham City. Like, it's got that same feel. Now, the only difference is you've got Red Hood, Batgirl, Red Robin, and Nightwing in this instead of Batman because of the Court of Owls. So, it still feels like a good bit of it. So, but the fact that they're adding co-op play, definitely I enjoyed that because you've got the whole Bat Famine. I want to play them. I'm hoping, though, they add some DLC to where you get the rest of the family in there. Signal, Batwoman.
I don't know how I feel about looking at this trailer. I didn't know how I felt about Nightwing's flips. Like, I didn't know because he literally
just like, that's not how you flip.
Well, I mean, though, the way that he's flipping it literally looked like that he was in gymnastics, like, and everything like that. It's like, I don't think that's really Nightwing, unless I'm wrong. Like was Nightwing kind of that way?
Yeah, he was in a circus, remember?
Yeah, Nightwing was, he was originally, Dick Grayson was originally part of the Flying Graysons.
Yeah,
so he was the first gen Robin, but his family was trapeze artists in the circus. So he was pretty much raised in the circus, doing trapeze artwork, doing gymnastics and all that. So that pretty much was incorporated into his fighting style when he did his stint as Robin, when then going into Nightwing, it just stayed with him.
I guess doing it. Maybe I just didn't get to that level of Nightwing at that time because I don't remember Nightwing.
Oh, it wasn't even just Nightwing. It was Robin.
Story.
It was literally the beginning.
It was the original Robin, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's the first Robin. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing is I didn't follow the original Robin after he became Nightwing.
Which Robin did you follow?
Which one?
It's the it was the Robin that was from the original Batman Beyond or whatever.
Oh, no, Robin.
Yeah, there's a Robin in that one, the Batman Beyond or whatever. Like in the
no, there's not. Batman Beyond's in the future.
Yeah, that's in the future.
That's the future one. Ooh, he's
mixing
solo.
Stuff up then. Yeah, I'm mixing stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you mix. Let me make an observation that I've noticed so far, and I can see why it's not last gen. The load times are not really there, which means they're syncing it more towards SSDs and stuff NVMEs. You're not really seeing much in the way of load times. It looks beautiful, and the load times are not evident because of that. So this is probably why they're going to have to go next gen, because if you have to do all that loading up the city, it might be stuck in an Anthem situation where it loads every 5.
Well, and that's exactly what Shaolin Keith inside the chat said. He said, but I understand that Gotham Knight is not going to PS4, etc. Those consoles wouldn't be able to withstand it like the city. He said, what? Yeah. Nightwing is an acrobat. And then on here he says he's more acrobatic Robin. You have Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, and Damian Wayne.
Yeah, I believe Jason
no,
Todd
No, Damian's
is Red
not
Hood.
On this one.
Jason Todd is Red Hood, because I believe he's the one that does the Red Hood.
I think they've only got...
And Damian is his Batman's actual son.
But Damian's not in this one. Damian Wayne's not in this one. It's Batgirl. It's Tim Drake...
I think he was just saying just in general the Robins.
Yeah, he was just naming his Robins.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Sorry. Damian is the last one. I can't remember if he's named Red Robin or was that Tim?
I think he's Robin. So he's the son of Batman and what's that chick? Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yeah. So I wasn't crazy. So yeah, it says the Robin and Batman Beyond is Terry McGinnon's brother.
Tim's Red Robin.
I wasn't.
Same Robin, dude. That is the That is Batman Beyond's Robin,
I mixed my Robins up, but when you guys were saying Batman Beyond was solo, I was like, all right, I think I'm mixing something up here. But yeah,
I didn't know he had a Robin.
Well, that's the thing is, I don't think he had a Robin in there because most of the
Tim
pretty
Red
much
Robin.
The entire
Tim is Red Robin.
Now I'm wondering maybe if they put something in
Red Robin.
Young the future is custom for Tim Drake. I'm wondering though if that's maybe outside in the comics. In the comics they bring him in because in the actual animated show, I don't think you see a Red Robin at all. Because pretty much it goes along just Batman. It's just him fighting about Batman and actually involves towards the end Amanda Waller at the very end of that. But I want
to
say
this is
part of the comics, actually.
I wonder if this is going to be a drop-in, drop-out style to where, like, I'm playing a game, I'm doing it solo, and then all of a sudden I get a call from Mildew Carrot just like, hey, you want to jump on some Gotham Knights? I was like, I'm already on. They're like, all right, Batman's on the way. Obviously not Batman, but he's like, Batman's on the way. Bam.
Batgirl.
You just jump right on in, just like you would in The Division or something.
I mean, I could definitely see it like that.
Batman Beyond Comics. Yeah, he's talking about the comics.
Okay, cool. That's why Nightfall and I are confused, because we have not read the comics. We've watched the anime series, and the anime series does not have a Red Robin in it.
You're talking about the one that's WB, where he's like a teenager or whatever?
I've read some of the comics of Batman. I've seen some, because there's some YouTube channels that talk about it. I want to say the Comic Storian and Comics Explain will go into some of that.
Yeah.
And Valorant Comics, I believe, was the other YouTube channel. And they talked about the Robins.
But yeah, no, it's it definitely looks good and all. And I definitely can't wait to play it. And if you've played Arkham City or Arkham Asylum, they're pretty much a massive open world. Just a massive one map, open map that you can go in and just play through and just really have fun and enjoy getting through stuff. You know, there's side missions you can get. You know, you can go through the main story. You know, there's a lot there. Especially, like, they throw in a lot of different villains, too. So, like, you know, in, like, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, you're going to have, like, you know, Joker, Poison Ivy, Penguin, Riddler, you know, Two-Face, all of them. But this one's main focus boss is the Court of Owls. But I'm wondering if you're going to get, you know, Mr. Freeze, Joker, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, you know, are you going to get them in there? Is Catwoman going to be in there? You know, is she going to be going after him? Because, she's got a thing for the bats, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see more of, like, who is all in there. The main thing we just know is the combat cast is, Sean Keyes does say Mr. Freeze is in the game. Cool. So they are bringing the villains in. So it's going to be interesting to see the interactions with that. So you got, you know, Nightwing, Red Hood, Red Robin, and Batgirl.
Red Robin.
Yum. Sorry.
Love it.
But yeah, no, I like the co-op thing. I wish you could do more. Maybe that'll be a feature that'll launch later on. But Penguin, Court of Owls are in the game, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, the biggest threat is gonna be the Court of Owls.
They are under.
Gotcha. Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, I wonder how much DLC content is going to be on that. And who knows? Like, again, like as the article was saying, there might be a feature that's going to incorporate four players. Maybe like some sort of survival or something like that. It'd be kind of cool. Is the co-op same console or online or both? It's probably going to be online only. I wouldn't be surprised if they do both. But something is telling me with this style, I don't even think it's going to be split screen. I think it's going to be strictly online. But you never know.
Especially with what they just showed in there with the two people running around, I feel like it is just going to be single and you're going to have to co-op online.
My question is if it's going to be cross-play and cross-progression. That's my question. Because if I'm able to play with my buddies on PC or Xbox or whatever, then we're having a good old time on there. Story number 3. Ready Player One already. That's right. Hope Corrigan from PC Gamer says this in the article. Ever wanted the feeling of spiders in and around your mouth on demand whenever you want? No. Well, you're in luck. You're wonderful weirdo because VR is coming to the rescue. New haptics are always being worked into VR, and according to IFL Science, a group of scientists from Carnegie Mellon University's Future Interface Group are truly going above and beyond. The team has lifted an Oculus Quest 2 with ultrasonic transducers, which can generate ultrasonic energy. For some reason, they've pointed this straight at the mouth and added unique sensations to the VR experience. The energy directed onto your mouth creates sensations that can be pulsations or swiping motions across the lips or ongoing vibrations, all at different speeds and intensities. It's said that these can approximate real feeling like wind or perhaps, yes, even spiders. I keep coming back to the spiders because that's one of the demos depicted in the above video, which is on PC Gamer. It shows someone walking through a haunted forest with spider webs and how the wiping motion is used by the ultrasonic transducers to mimic the feel of webbing brushing, of the feel web brushing across your face. Then a spider jumps onto the player and more haptics are engaged, so you can really feel the all eight of those legged figures trying to onto your mouth unwillingly. Very, very, very disgusting stuff. I'm not about spiders trying to go inside the mouth or anything like that. I did read a little bit more into it to where it did say that as they start testing this technology out and everything like that, it is going to be able to implement it to where, like, you're drinking a glass of water in game, it's going to feel like you're drinking that water. So it has to be focusing on the mouth, the teeth, and the tongue. And it's getting more closer to player one's type of stuff. We've already had sight that's been incorporated with that. We already had sound. And in some cases, we already have feeling because PlayStation VR 2 is going to be having the haptic feedbacks on the controllers itself. So I'll have the vibrations and pulsations and stuff like that. Now they're bringing in taste, sort of, and it's still feeling, but some taste, and it's just some of the examples they gave is kind of weird.
I'm just
wondering. Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Mm-hmm. Playing Hogwarts Legacy with this and eat some Birdie Boss every flavor beans. I dare ya.
Any thoughts about this, though, gentlemen?
This can go so many ways. Amen. I've heard this. I'm just gonna say it like this because you don't want to get too much trouble. Not everybody on the internet has the best ideas with this stuff.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I've heard about VR before and people making suits to where you can feel the action. And let's just say the comment section got creative.
They're walking
very creative.
Any additional thoughts there, Mildewy? Like, are you excited about this? Are you curious?
I've got one concern.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online.
Yeah. The beginning of the end. Gonna be trapped in the game.
Everyone's like Ready Player One. I'm like, you're talking about simulating experiences with energy in our bodies to make us feel something. I'm like, how long is it going to be where someone else figures out how to SARS? Yeah. I'm sorry, they called it way earlier on, dot hack. When, you know, the main point of the story was like not only an RPG world, but people were being killed inside that virtual RPG world. You've got SAO is one. You've got Log Horizon out there. You know, you've got some other ones that kind of play light on it, like Kuma Kuma Bear kind of has it to where, like, the girl's playing an MMR, and the next thing you know, she's inside her game in there, like, just completely just taken away to there. Like, you know, now they're like, oh, well, that was a god thing. I'm like, really? Like, newest one, Land of Liadale. Person was playing VR, MMR, like, died, went into the world, you know? Like, what? Like, there's too many examples up there of, like, cautionary stuff, and it's like, you're like, well, we're just doing this. It's so fun and all. I'm like, and where's the security? Where are you talking about the security stuff here, guys? Like, that's my biggest concern is the fact that you're talking about how secure this shit is. That's my concern with it. I'm like, I applaud the advancement. I'm concerned the fact that you haven't said, you know, how secure this is.
Your thoughts are not off. Like, I completely get where you're coming from. I'm excited for this for sure. Like, I am excited for this. But I'm mainly excited for this depending on how it's presented and done. I don't want to have spiders. I'm not playing a horror game, so I'm not gonna be having spiders.
I was gonna say it's like Silent Hill this way, or Phasmophobia this way, Nine Ball.
Oh yeah.
Not touching it.
But you need to get Abs and Shelby back on Gravity back on there. I miss them. You guys get some hunts going.
Like, there's a couple things that's out there. Again, like, I do want to go ahead and get that pulse chest, like that vest and everything like that, that you can actually feel like if you're getting like slashed by a sword or gunshots or whatever like that. Like,
well, I've heard about the ones where it's like, you know, you can plug your headsets and phone into, and when you're playing music, it makes you feel it.
Yeah, you feel the music on your body. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was curious about that one, but I'm like, that is also another concern of like, I don't know. Well, it's like you can feel stuff, but like, you know, what if someone cranks it up to level 10 and, you know, turns off the safety limit inside the speaker system and you're just like,
or I don't know what movies you've been watching,
into, but I need like, you to know, chill. You know, puts in like a heart attack function on there, like, oh, open this file, and they're like,
yeah, I think that's a little too movie-ish.
I'm sorry I think of the dark side, but, you know, you got to think of these things. I understand the benefits of it. Like, I know people are like, we're trying to make it better. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trying to make life better for all of us. But you also got to remember, as Nineball stated, there's some weird people out there. And then there's also assholes out there, too, who will try and figure out how to use this for their own gain benefit. And that involves everything from the exploitation to, I don't like this person anymore. Let's get rid of them, you know. I'm sorry to say it, guys, but it's the dark, dark world out there. It's our world. We made this, and we're living in it.
You know, it's not a dark world. Is story number four, Nintendo Indie Showcase incoming.
I don't think Nintendo could ever go dark if they tried.
Hope Bellingham from GamesRadar says this in the article. Nintendo is hosting another Indie World Showcase tomorrow, which is May 11th, 2022. The Indie World Showcase is a regular live stream hosted by Nintendo and was created to debut all of its indie games, all of its indie titles coming to Nintendo Switch in the near future, with the last one taking place in December 2021. It was previously rumored that Nintendo will be hosting an Indie Direct sometime this week. However, Nintendo has since officially confirmed this. This will be the first time Nintendo Indie World Showcase 2022, and is set to take place tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. BST, and can be streamed via Nintendo's official YouTube channel / website. Is anybody excited for this? Are you guys excited to see what these indie titles are going to be off for the Nintendo Switch?
I'm actually curious about it. I do have my Switch, and I've been getting back on Monster Hunter Rise, like I said. I got to get back on Zelda. But I am kind of curious to see what indie games are coming there, because I don't normally hear too many indie games coming on Nintendo and all, so I'm kind of curious to see what we've got.
Yeah, I'm somewhat in the same boat. Like, I'm curious to check it out. It's nothing that we're going to stream, mainly because it's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we'll all be deep in work at that point. But it is something I'm going to check out afterwards and just kind of like browse through it, see if there's any titles out there that's catching to the eye. Maybe some cool stuff there. We'll see. Story number five, which is something that we'll be part of too as well. Game showcase to look out for. Gabe Gerwin from GameSpot says this in their article. After an all-digital event last year, E3 2022 has been officially canceled, but that doesn't actually mean that all that much when it comes to major game publishers holding press conferences. For viewers at home, things may not even look all that different, with lots of digital game announcements events happening in mid-June, building hype and excitement for the rest of the year and beyond. So far, we know about big events like Xbox and Bethesda Showcase, as well as the Summer Game Fest show, with all these different events happening independently of E3. However, it could be a little tough to keep track of all of them. So we organize every announcement, not E3 event, into a handy schedule here. As more events are announced, we'll continue to update this post. So right now we have Summer Game Fest, which live, which is happening June 9th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. our time? Yes. 3 p.m. our time, I believe. Or no, that's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. 2 p.m. our time. But the actual event itself, I believe, starts after that. Like, it's like an hour, 2 hour showcase of like the pre-show, and then they'll start giving us like the actual show itself. Day of the Devs, which is June 9th as well. Immediately after Summer Game Fest live, so that's right after. Tribeca Game Spotlight, which is June 10th, then the following day, that's at 12 p.m. Pacific time, so that is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the Xbox and Bethesda Showcase, which is June 12th, that's a Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, and that is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be live reacting to two of those events. So be on the lookout for that on ALWT Gaming for twitch.tv/ALWT Gaming. And I'm going to kind of speed run through some of these fun ones here. And then after I'm done talking about them, we can backtrack to see if there's anyone that sticks out to you guys that you guys want to talk about. Fun ones. Dead Space Remake. Mm. Eddie Mackick from GameSpot says this in their article. EA has announced that an upcoming developer's live stream for Dead Space Remake. Developer Motive Studio will host a video broadcast this Thursday, May 12th, during which studios will talk about the game's art. Art director Mike Yazoo Jian and his team will discuss various topics during the live stream, including Dead Space Remake's lighting, environments, characters, and VFX, among other things. The broadcast will begin 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 12th. Everyone can watch through YouTube and Twitch, and GameSpot will report back with any notable updates when they are announced. Topic number two, finding a PS5, getting easy. Eddie Mackick from GameSpot as well says this in the article. If you've been looking for a PS5 but haven't been able to get one, 2022 could be your year. Sony has projected it will sell many millions more PS5 units in the current fiscal year, and this could be a sign that the company believes the chip shortage and other supply issues might improve, leading to more units being available to buy. Nothing is guaranteed, though. As part of Sony's latest investor briefing, the company said its projections sell 18 million PS5 consoles during the fiscal year that began April 1st and runs through March 21st, 2023. This number is based on the company's current visibility into parts procurement, Sony said. Topic number three, Mass Effect four collectibles. Jason Guseo from Game Informers says, the original Mass Effect trilogy is one of the gaming's most celebrated epics, despite the controversial finale of the third chapter. Depending on the player's choices, the fate of legendary protagonist Commander Shepard was either ambiguously hopeful or dismally tragic. Mass Effect Andromeda moved away from the Shepard-led story, and players have been eagerly awaiting any news about the next numbered installments. A Mass Effect 4 trailer dropped during the 2020 Game Awards and revealed everyone's favorite Asari Shadow Broker. And now, a new lithograph might be hinting at the return of the illustrious commander. According to the VGC report, Video Game Chronicles for the layman term, the initial description of a Mass Effect lithograph says it all. While Shepard and the other survivors are left to pick up the pieces, fans are left wondering what's next. And then the last little fun one that's out there, Xbox Pucker Up. Sean Hollister from The Verge says this. The in November 2020, Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer revealed that likely you'll be able to stream Xbox games to your TV in the next 12 months. And in June 2021, the company confirmed it will soon offer both smart TV app and the Xbox streaming stick to make it happen. But it's been 11 months since soon and 17 months since Spencer suggested it'd be 12 months. And now, both VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb and The Verge's own Tom Warren are reporting that the wait isn't over. Grubb now says that we can expect the Xbox Puck, quote, in the next 12 months, which I will remind you is the same exact phrase Spencer uttered 17 months ago alongside the words, I don't think anything is going to stop us from doing that. But my colleague Tom, a man who does not quite understand the meaning of the word vacation, and Grubb have good reasons to believe Microsoft is serious this time around. So, of the fun ones, I know there's two of them that you guys want to kind of talk about, which I right off the bat, Dead Space Remake, and then Mass Effect Collectibles. I want to start off with you there on the Dead Space Remake there, Nineball.
Excited. I've been looking at it piece by piece, and they've been doing like little things about the new Alive system. Had they've redid the breathing animation, so he sounds more, you know, realistically breathing, like he's breathing while he's talking and stuff like that. They've going to completely go over. I want to see some of the new necromorphs. Hopefully they add some more, maybe a couple more new things. Maybe use like a director AI, because the necromorphs do crawl throughout the ventilation shafts and do come out. And I'm excited. I'm all kinds of excited. If this does well, we can get a Dead Space 2 remake, and everybody remembers the nursery with the exploding babies, which you can go into Dead Space. Dead Space 3, and who knows, might get a Dead Space 4. Just like Mass Effect 4. Oh, they left. If you've never, the end of Mass Effect 3, like, people hated Mass Effect 3. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the worst. Well, it is the worst in Mass Effect. In Mass Effect terms, yeah, it was. But as games go by, it's not the worst game. It was a pretty competent shooter and stuff, and you can play it co-op with your friends. And it's drop in and out, because I was able to play with some random people. You just immediately jump into their game. If they have a set to online, you jump in, you play. When you're ready, you can just leave out, and it just drops you completely out. But the ending of the ending of Dead Space 3 left you on a big cliffhanger. Have either one of y'all made it? I don't even know why I'm about to ask you that. Mildory, did you make it to the end?
Good correction.
I did not, no, unfortunately. I gotta go back there and replay it.
Yeah, the end of Mass... I keep wanting to say Mass Effect 3. I'm thinking of Mass Effect while I'm talking. The end of Dead Space 3 was a huge cliffhanger. What happened at the end just changes the whole game. And the vision for Mass Effect 4 was, like, bleak for humanity. It was, like, I was excited. And then EA does what EA gonna do and basically just destroyed Visceral Games. And not only did they killed that and Star Wars 1313, because Visceral Games working on that. And they kicked that out too, which that game also was very interesting to play from a Rebels perspective, other than keep playing as Jedis. Seemed like a very fun version of the game for me too. But going back to Dead Space, I'm very excited. I want to see this. I want to see the new gameplay, what they can do, the new updated graphics, them on next-gen consoles, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X. Not Xbox One, Xbox Series X. And maybe, you know, maybe have them talk more. Because I know in the first one, it wasn't a lot of talking. The second one, the protagonist, Isaac Clarke, talked a whole lot more than the first one. The first one was just like, oh, Isaac, we need this item. Go get it. And you go, follow the marker to go to your next destination. And you get jumped along the way, but, you know, it was a big fetch quest. It was a scary fetch quest, but it was a very big fetch quest of getting this item, that item. The ending was pretty good, though. And when you found out, and the secret, another thing that was cool about Dead Space, and I don't know if you ever knew this, they spoiled the ending in the game. If you read, like, the beginning letters of about every, most of the things spelled out parts of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like secret code that's been, like, put on the internet like a billion times already, but, the game is very good. It's one of the top horror games for me anyway. I mean, yeah, the third part wasn't as good, but part one and part two on the sprawl was really good. The psychological scene though, part two was excellent, where you've like seeing the one person and she keeps appearing, attacking you, and you're kind of going crazy at the same time because the marker... on that Dead Space mythos, the marker drives people crazy. Mm-hmm. So you'll start hallucinating, you'll start seeing people as enemies, and you just go crazy. There was a Dead Space spinoff which did really good too. It just didn't get the attention, but it goes into that too as well. Plus two, the TV shows, what was it, Aftershock, and I can't remember the other one, and the books. But I'm kind of going too far along here because we still got some Mass Effect. So, but anyways, I'm excited for this. And
Are you gonna check out the stream when you get home from work, like, to see what you missed out on and what the updates are?
Oh, definitely. It's this Thursday, right?
Yep. I think it's this Thursday, maybe Friday.
Yep, it's Thursday.
Thursdays. Yep.
1 p.m. Yep, I will be at home and I will check it out. Oh God. Thank you. Yeah, I still can. I still can. I was about to say, yeah, we do our...
The SIN?
SIN segment.
Yeah, that's an 8, so you got plenty of time.
That's an 8. Yeah, I got some time. I got time.
Mildewy. Mass Effect was just on the brain of It's the Nine Ball. He just couldn't get it out. Can you explain
and
why?
And for good reasons, you know, because regardless of his controversial ending of season of Game 3, the entire series is fantastic. Beautiful, well done, well thought out. The interactions with characters is just phenomenal. The main ones are, obviously, Liara is your biggest interaction in terms of romance and character you keep. Then you got Garrus as a secondary.
Yeah, that's my bro right there. That's the dude you
Garrus, want to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Garrus is fun. I missed Rex when they took him away.
Yeah.
In game 2.
You can save him.
No, like when they took him away from the team. I loved having him on the team. Just him and Garrus back and forth are just freaking hilarious. But you get him back in 3, like it's the story and the characters are just so memorable, so good. And the DLCs, and especially 2 and 3, 3 especially, just blow the whole game out of proportion. Just make it just so fantastic.
All right, so that argument they had where they was arguing about chicken. It was that Uni guy on part 3 and Garrus. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, what does that taste like? And like, yeah, it tastes like chicken. You're like, I don't even know what that is. But I just heard everything tastes like it.
That's funny. It's hilarious. Like, just the conversations you get. Like, there's times where you could be riding just up an elevator, and just the conversation between the two characters depending upon which squadmate you chose can be just freaking hilarious and just so enjoyable. And it just makes me laugh a lot of times when I hear them. If you remember the Mass Effect teaser trailer that they did, the next Mass Effect ones for Mass Effect 4 or 5, depending upon who you're talking to.
I still got to go through Andromeda.
I love Andromeda. Andromeda, I see why people also harped on it, but I loved it. It had its
flaws, but I think all the patches, it's up and running. Plus, you can find it on sale.
I do have a Mass Effect question. Yeah. My question for this is, all right, so I was playing because I have the Legendary Edition, so I have the Mass Effect 1 through 3, but I don't have Andromeda. But Andromeda is actually on Game Pass, so I can actually just go back and do that. But my thing, though, is that I played a good portion of the first one.
Okay.
I am out of space, but now, like, I got me to a point to where it feels pretty, pretty open to the point where it's almost overwhelming to where I can travel to. And I was just like, I don't know where I'm going. Like, I already went to a couple different planets, and nothing feels like it's the way I'm supposed to go. Then I was like, I'll take a break from it, and I'll come back to it. That was the last time.
Wait till he gets to 3 there, Nymol.
And that's the part. That's the part I was going to ask you.
Now, here's the thing. They had issues with 1. They had it was very kind of linear, almost like you could only go to certain locations.
That and the controls on the original Xbox were terrible. The story was good. The controls
and the UI were bad.
And if you play the original Xbox version, you will feel it. The controls are dated. It's basically Witcher 1.
Well, here's the thing, is that the Legendary version still has those controls. Maybe not the UI.
The AI was garbage too
on it. Your player character's AI was complete garbage too. They would do dumb stuff.
When they did the Legendary Edition, which contains all 3 of the games, they reworked. That was actually one of the things they mentioned, and it's why people were so happy about it, is they reworked the entire schematic for the first one. So the control functionality, the feeling of it, and then also the UI were completely reworked and overhauled because it was. And if you, like Dan will say, if you go back and play the original Xbox version 1 and then look at and then go to Xbox to Mass Effect 2, night and day.
The only thing I would say that they probably didn't touch was the when you're controlling the vehicle. Because even on the, if it was worse on the Xbox One.
That is actually the Mako is that's the Mako. Worse. That was Mako. It was worse, but that's Mako, to be honest. Yeah. And that's actually one of the running jokes a lot of times in a lot of fictions and storylines. Is like, you know, pretty much people make fun of Shepard's driving in the Mako. And like a lot of the characters are like, oh dear God, why is Shepard driving the Mako? Like, she's like the worst driver. Like, they just, it's just a running gag joke. And I think they left it in there for that reason too, which I'm okay with. Because it was just that fun. But with especially with the trailer that they announced with Mass Effect for the next Mass Effect back in December 10, 2020, when especially you see Liara on that ice planet and she picks up that piece of an N7 helmet, people tend to forget Shepard got brought back to life in Mass Effect 2, guys. and the fact they're saying Shepard and her crew will continue, and it looked like there was Reaper components there on the ground, I'm willing to bet Shepard's alive again somehow. Like, literally, like they pulled God mode when they brought her back to life. And she, you gotta remember, guys, she fell from outer space through orbit and hit the freaking ground, and they still brought her ass back to life.
They said that was expensive, but that was Cerberus by the Elusive Band, and
that was expensive. And I'm wondering then if it goes into what she chose for the ending, because there you had three different endings for Mass Effect. It depends upon how the Shepard could be resurrected. Ending one was the vengeful one, which was the Renegade, which is where you destroyed the machines. And then that one, actually, Shepard does live regardless. Like, it ends up showing, like, a crash debris on Earth. So she fell through Earth again, guys, through the atmosphere, hit a freaking planet, and is still alive. Even after killing all synthetic life. Option two, which was the Paragon one, was the... overwrote them and sent them away and end up saving life that way by sacrificing yourself.
Yeah. You basically become the Reapers and
you control them. That was the alternate ending that they added in. The alternate ending is the third option. So if you had full blown Paragon and all, is where you would jump into the relay and sacrifice yourself, like become part of the freaking network. And you pretty much, like, everyone becomes, like, half organic, half synthetic.
There's a fourth ending.
No, that's the other one. That's the only one I know.
There's a fourth ending, and you've probably never seen it. It happens when you take, you know, that little star child? You pull out your gun, and you shoot him in the head.
I did not hear about that one.
Yeah, and he'll go, okay, so that's your choice. And this one, everybody dies. And you'll find the tomb at the bottom,
That one, I think, is...
She put herself in cryostasis for the next
generation. I think that one... I do remember that one, but I've never played that one because I think that one's pure Renegade. That one is. Because Nimble is right. There is that one. I apologize, guy. It's one where pretty much you kill the child. Like, you just tell it to fuck off. Like, you're so pissed. Yeah. Like, no, we'll fight this. We'll survive. And then pretty much it just ends up showing, like, Earth that's been overwritten. Like, with just wildlife and plants, no civilization. There's just a citadel, like a little thing of, like, a hologram of Liara just replaying a message saying, don't make the mistakes we did. Don't make the mistakes we did. Because Lily Shepard fucked everyone over with saying, no, we don't need to do it. I think she put herself
in the cryostasis. Like, the one...
He's a DLC, and I'd recommend it. He's so fun. But, my bad. Four endings. One is like you really like just fuck over the world. The second Renegade one is where you destroy synthetic life but save human life, and Shepard lives. The first Paragon one is, which is actually the only Paragon one at the time before they released this final ending, the fourth ending. You sacrifice yourself, and I think you overload the Mass Effect relays, destroy them, but end up saving synthetic life by doing that too, but killing the Reapers is what you do. You kill the Reapers, end up killing them. And then the fourth one is you actually jump into the relay network, synthesize yourself, because you're technically a synthetic with your Cerberus implants. So pretty much you your DNA and everything. Race.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it pretty much just pulses out and just everyone ends up becoming like a synthetic at the time. And the Reapers are overridden and start then helping everyone out. So it's like a reset of, like, it just stops the fight completely and allows humanity to rebuild. So I'm very curious how they're going to work that in with Mass Effect 4.
Well, there was a lot of different endings and decisions, even in Mass Effect 1. Mm-hmm. One to where, remember, at the end, you can have humans either help or not help. If humans don't...
When you get the first Reaper, you can either help or not help, and then pretty much that will...
And Mass Effect 2, depending on how many people you save, at the beginning, and what choices you make depends on how many people survive the suicide mission.
And because also depends if Shepard survives or not.
Yeah, because you can die too if you don't do it right, and if you don't send the right some of the right people to do it. If you send the wrong people to do the wrong missions and stuff, you'll lose them in the combat.
Pretty much they'll die in that area. And then if you go into three, they'll be considered dead and won't go in there. So there's a lot of choices, which is why the game is here is so fantastic.
And then there is, of course, the...
I mean, I don't even have to play it right now.
And then there's the Talia decision. You remember that one?
Yeah, that one, I was like, you need pure... I think you'd see that you need pure Renegade or pure Paragon to get to...
You gotta have pure Paragon. Yeah. Plus, you had to have...
You can have pure... Two. Yeah, you can get pure Renegade as well.
That's right.
But also, you're right. In like part two, I think it was actually, no, part one.
Part two was part two.
Part one, you actually had to give Tali the data. You had to do her side companion missions to give her the Geth data that you found. And then in part two, because you gave her that data, it makes it easier for her to trust you again after you were in Cerberus to go through the mission, and then which will play into part three.
Yeah, and plus two, she could not be kicked out of the flotilla. Because remember, for her crimes, because she was going to take the blame for her family.
She was going to take the blame. But if you, especially if you save the Garrel guy and then Vito, like you don't hand him over to Cerberus and all, they help with that, which ends up, she ends up leaving the flotilla anyways to be a part of your ship.
Yeah, but regardless, she still has a say, and she's able to talk in that last mission. She's able to talk to them and talk to you.
And, in Mass Effect 3, she becomes an admiral because of it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, trust me. as you just heard, there's a ton of choices, guys, through the playthrough. And, like, it's going to be interesting to see how they do 4 or 5, depending on who you ask, with the options of Renegade, which, as we said, so ending of Mass Effect 3, Renegade 1, Earth, you all lost. Reapers 1, everything reset. Game over. Renegade 2, Reapers are destroyed, like all synthetic life is destroyed, you know. Option 3, you destroyed the Reapers, destroyed the mass relays, but all synthetic lives are still safe. Option 4, you synthesize everyone and the Reapers still exist. It's going to be interesting to see how they play that in there with that.
Yeah, that will be interesting. Will they continue to put you, it's probably why they released the Ultimate Edition, so they can take your choices from that one and just put it into 4.
I hope so, because like we saw this issue with Dragon Age Inquisition when you tried to bring over Dragon Age 1 and 2 because of the different architectures of the systems when they were transferred over. You could
do an Ultimate Edition of 2. Dragon Age 1 and 2.
And 3.
Inquisition,
yeah.
Origins 2 and then Inquisition. Oh, heck yeah. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a good series, and like revamp, like it'd be awesome to think of revamp Origins for nowadays and give them at voice actings as well. I think that would really kickstart that series, especially, and people would enjoy it too, because like I said, you know, it's very hard for current gen people to play the older Dragon Age Origins because it was like the first one. You had them talking, you had the list, and then that was it, you know. It had a shit ton of choices, you know, pardon my French, guys, you know, but it had a lot of them. Like there was more endings to Origins than there are to Mass Effect 1. I'm just going to say this. there are so many different options and ways that game could have ended and gone. Mm-hmm. So, it's really good. I'm really stoked and excited. I was so happy when they showed that trailer in 2020. And I'm hoping they show more of it, because Mass Effect and Origins, those are some of my biggest jams. So, cannot wait. I can't wait to see how they tie in the endings of 3. And maybe that's why they didn't change the ending to 3 there, Nineball, when they did the Legendary Edition. It's because of 4/5.
Yeah.
Because you've got this. Like, pretty much Shepard is like, I mean, come on, the name Shepard and all, like, she's pretty much becoming like a god in this universe. And I also cannot wait to see what this new enemy is going to be. And I'm wondering if it's going to be not an enemy like the Reapers, but now the enemy of like her own people, of the factions. You got the Batarians, you've got the Outlaw Reach area of Omega, you know, you've got the Krogans, you've got the Solarians,
Turians, Astari. The Krogans.
Yep.
Krogans. You wouldn't give them the Genophage cure.
They're cured.
Yeah, because you can ask them to give them the cure. If you don't give them the cure,
there's different.
Yeah.
You can either not give it to them, you can fake it, or you can do it. I ended up just doing it. I said, yeah. I need more Rexes. I need him. I need more of him. Clone him, please. Like, but yeah, there's just so much. So, like, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be rebuilding the galaxy after that. And probably then maybe you're going to have someone coming from outside the galaxy, because you got Andromeda where you got these races that are like just in there collecting and destroying things. So maybe it's maybe they tie something with that or have a different one. Or maybe you got first, because they mentioned there, we've got first contact protocols. So I don't know if they're re-mentioning their own setup of like, you know, how like Mass Effect first starts going with the humanity going to the stars, meeting the Citadel, meeting the races and all.
I really see them. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Or if it's foreshadowing something, like as they're rebuilding themselves, do they come across some form of new species? Because remember, you also have the Yogg. The Yogg were one species that the Salarians were thinking about raising up, like they did the Krogans to help them. But they were too violent. Like they killed the emissary team that was sent there by the Citadel. So they were banned and made a blacklist. So maybe we got planets that are starting to rise up, and we now have to incorporate them into our galaxy, you know, after this giant galactic war, you know. So there's a lot of possibilities there. And I'm just, as you can tell by me ranting and rambling and my happy face and all, I'm excited and I can't wait for more.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back to myself on some Mass Effect as well, which maybe in the near future, maybe not. We'll have to see. I know that right now we're just going through our 9 or SIM, which is going to be this Thursday. So if you guys want to tune in for more content, make sure you guys are tuning in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Twitch channel, www.twitch.tv/ALWTGaming. This Saturday, we're going to be doing our 9 to 5, but it's going to be more like a 9 to 2, really. But our 9 to 5 right now with is going to be Tribes of Midgar. So we're going to be playing that for the first time this Saturday. So make sure you guys are turning on that 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If anything changes, but if we do end up going to the 5, I'll just say so on stream. But currently, it's going to be a 9 to 2. And then we're going to be back at it like a bad habit next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all things gaming. Give you guys video game news, talking video game discussion, all this good stuff, this nerdy stuff that we all love and appreciate. I am Malachi36. This is Mildewy Carrot. This is It's the Nine Ball signing off for May 10th, 2022. Until next time, everybody, Control Alt.
Complete.
Complete.
Peace.